No, I feel feel pretty good about where the state of the team is. I think, you know, of course we would like to have a better record than, you know, 3-5, but I think as a team collectively, we're getting guys back on the offensive line. Danny will be back as well, so we're feeling really good about, you know, this next half of the season, and I feel good personally as well.
Before the break, Coach talked about having you fresh for the second half. Do you feel like, okay, I'm ready for more responsibility, ready for more carries, ready to carry the load a little bit more?
You know, I'm ready to do whatever Coach Fisher and his staff sees fit for us. You know, I believe that, you know, I'm ready whenever they need, you know, whenever they call on me, I will be mentally and physically ready and ready to turn it on and show that, you know, I still have what it takes.
Knowing what the offseason could be for you, do you treat these eight games like, okay, this is almost a league audition, a team audition?
Well, you know, each and every week, you know, I take great pride in going out on the field and leaving some good footage. I believe in that you always continue to leave your legacy out there, how you would be remembered, and, you know, always showing young guys how to play regardless of the scoreboard, regardless of what the season is looking like upon for the season. But this is how you can be a professional, and I try to do that each and every week.
Speaking of play, these guys a number of times now, it's the number one defense in the league right now. How do you crack the code against these guys?
Well, one, you have to be very good in the red zone. You got to put up points. They want to ground the pound on offense, play, you know, stellar defense in their special teams, make plays. So we actually have to use the same formula on them. Chew up the clock, be physical with them right back. And when we're in the red zone, execute, not continue to shoot ourselves in the foot like we have in the past.
You're closing in. You have a good chance to get a couple of Rams milestones in terms of total yards and yards for scrimmage. And I know you're not all that concerned about numbers, but when you're getting up to names like Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce, it has to have some meaning for you, doesn't it?
It means a lot because those are the two guys that welcomed me with open arms, you know, took me in like a big brothers, and I still keep in contact with them to this day about things I may need advice on. So, you know, to be in the company of those two guys, it means a lot, and just want to continue to be consistent and continue to be productive as well.
Did you make it back to Vegas to see Steven Jackson Field? Or?
You know what? I had a chance to make it to Las Vegas, but I didn't get a chance to make it to the field. But at some point, I will make it back on campus to go check it out in person and, you know, and go see the team as well. I try to go back and talk to the young guys a lot.
How important is it for you to be that exception to the so-called rule about the 30-year-old running back?
Well, I think a lot of guys, well, not a lot, I'm sorry, but I think a number of guys have done a good job of being productive after 30. I just asked, you know, being a back that took pride in being a three-down back for such a long time, and now I'm going to try to take the torch of being a 30-year-old running back when I get 30. So be continue to be productive, continue to play at a high level, and continue to show that, you know, I take care of myself and I still love the game just like I was a rookie.
You mentioned the red zone earlier. Do you feel like this team has resolved those issues going into this game?
We've had a good number of practices, even in London. We executed well in practice in the red zone. We got to just have that transfer on into the game field. Nothing really changes. We just got to make sure that we don't have self-inflicting wounds, you know, false starts and things like that to have us in unfavorable downs. But we continue to run the ball, continue to put us in third and short. Once we're in the red zone, execute, you know, we'll be very explosive.
It's a defense that has a strong will. So what does it mean to just not get a full run, to get stopped, going back? I mean, it almost has to be almost a mind game to just continue to pound away, right?
This is a game that, you know, you got to do a really good job of not getting too high in the highs and too low in the lows. You got to be even keel, consistent, continue to just jab away. Both teams will be doing the same thing. We both have the same mentality, tough defense and a good running game. So at some point, you got to, in the full quarter, know that it's going to be a play or two that's going to separate the team and who's going to on the scoreboard, and hopefully it's us.
You mentioned some of those.
Well, it's not just one thing why it happens, the self-inflicting wounds. I think, you know, all different positions have taken blame. All of us have made a mistake here and there. So we have to get that everyone's on the same page. It's not one particular group and one particular thing. And I think, you know, over this bye week, we really focus on it and try to correct it. And hopefully, you know, it pays off Sunday.
Frank Gore's will be across the way. Do you ever get into those personal battles and to see who's the better running back on this particular Sunday?
you know, Frank and I have a great deal of respect for one another. You know, he's been there 8 years and I've been here 9, and, you know, we both seen some lean years, and I'm really happy for him that, you know, he's able to be on such a good team. But this Sunday, hopefully, you know, we get the victory and I come out on top in rushing yards.